And welcome to In-Game Chat for Saturday, August 19th, 2017. This is Season 11, Episode 32. I'm Scott.
I'm RJ.
And I'm Matt.
And welcome to the show. If you'd like to get in touch with us, our phone number is 334-272-9228. Check out InGameChat.net for all the links to get in touch with us. InGameChat.net. Go over there. You'll find all the links right there on our website. So you can find us on Facebook. You can find us on Twitter. You can find us on... Where else are we? Well, we're on Twitch, which right now... We're on YouTube.
Tinder.
I think we have... Are we on Tinder? Are we on Tinder? We could be on Tinder. We're on Tinder and OkCupid and Bumble and we're on...
Never even heard of Bumble.
MyFitnessPal and... find us at all those social locations. Anyway, we're all over the place. And you can find it all there at our website, ingamechat.net. Email us, everyone. We're on the Google. Email us, everyone, at ingamechat.net. We've got a G Plus account. I don't know what anybody has ever done with those, but we have
just
one.
Just in general. No one's done anything.
I think you have to have one when you get a YouTube account.
I think, yeah, just any kind of Alphabet account gives you a G Plus.
Yeah. Are we on MSN Messenger?
Was it ICQ?
Yeah. We can be on ICQ. I think we actually do have a channel on Discord.
Okay.
Sort of. We do.
Yeah, we do.
Anyway, if it's on the internet and you can join it, we're probably there. I probably shouldn't say that as broad of a stroke as that paints.
Yeah.
Never mind. I take that back. Anyway, we are streaming right now on Twitch through the cam. So go to twitch.tv. And if nobody's familiar with what Twitch is, it is a place where gamers go to stream video games.
Well, not just gamers.
Well, it's not just gamers. They also do talk shows like this, as long as you're talking about video games.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not necessarily just video games. They have a poker channel there, which I don't actually watch a lot of it. But I'm glad that it's there just because I do actually enjoy watching poker as much as I love playing poker.
Bob Ross, too. Remember that?
Well, they did a Bob Ross telethon. Or not telethon. Marathon.
Yeah.
And
I would totally call into that.
It was raising money for charity, though. I think they were raising money for charity during that. And then they did one with Power Rangers.
But, I mean, like, I binge watch Bob Ross on Netflix.
That is my...
go-to chill.
That's my non... medicinal NyQuil.
Yes.
Yeah. That's my...
You hear the brush strokes and you're gone.
That's it. Done. And then they did Power Rangers, the whole thing, to promote the film. Then they did a fantastic one that I loved. They did Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, all of the episodes of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
Oh, wow. Starting with the black and white?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Mm. It's the very first one all the way to the end. I think it was like 800-some-odd episodes. It's fantastic. And they also raised money for a great cause during that as well. What's the next thing that they're doing? I thought I read about it. It's been a while. I think it was some kind of anime that they were going to do. But I can't remember what it was or what it might be. So
I hadn't heard anything.
I'm not sure. Anyway, yes, we're on Twitch. Go to twitch.tv, and there's a search bar up at the top. Type in-game chat, and then you'll be able to find us, and you can watch the show live while we broadcast. You can actually join in the chat room with people who are in the chat room right now, actually. Who do we have in the chat room so far? Probably not many because we just started, but I'll do a rundown. What do I care? Oh, currently unavailable. Please try again later.
Is that a new user?
What?
Is that a new user? I don't remember.
I don't know who that is. Yeah, that's a strange username that they have. Oh, wait, there we go. AC Wraith, Braido, 21, Illuminator, Moltile, SCM Fuller. Of course, Medusa's Mirror is in there as well, hanging out. So thanks, everybody. And that as that list grows, I will do another roll call for you. Anyway, welcome back to the show. We had a great episode last week, and that episode will replay coming up Labor Day weekend while I'm in Seattle. Are you guys going out of town? You guys doing anything for Labor Day weekend?
I might be.
You doing the Dragon Con or maybe?
Maybe.
I don't know.
Probably. If I do, just one day.
Not to, you know.
Although I need to get a Hawaiian shirt.
Okay.
So I can do, if I do go to Dragon Con,
yeah.
I want to get a Hawaiian shirt for it.
Okay. They announced, remember when I went off and they said, hey, John Cusack's going to be at Dragon Con. And it was just like, why?
Yeah.
There's another dude who's going to be, Zachary Levi, I think, or something. I don't know. It's an actor that I have.
That name sounds familiar.
That's a dude from, was it Chuck?
Yeah. Is that who it is?
Yeah.
No, that works then.
I can understand that more than John Cusack.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that works then. I saw the, it didn't look like that guy, though.
I mean,
I may be wrong.
I don't remember.
Zachary
I'd have
Levi
to,
was
I'd
the
have
guy
to,
who played him.
I'd have to go look. I don't really want to go look, but I'll go look.
I'll
anyway.
Do it.
No, I'm doing it now.
Okay.
Oh, wait. Not Dragon Cron. Dragon Con. Dragon Cron. No, go ahead. What were you saying, Matt?
I just don't understand John Cusack. I mean, like, yeah, that's cool. I mean, he's seems like a really cool dude. And
has he done some sci-fi before? I'm pretty sure he's had. He's had a pretty long career.
Adventures of Nanny Gann? I don't know. I can't think of really.
IMDb.
Yeah, I can't. I mean, he was one of the nerds in, what was it, 16 Candles? Eh, I'm stretching. I don't know.
Nah, that's fine. It's got a lot. God, they've got a lot. Yeah, Zachary Levi, that was who it was. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. See, that I could see. Chuck was, you know, what it was.
Yeah, Charles Martinet's going to be there. Of course he is.
Who's that?
Voice of Mario.
Oh, yeah. Okay. It's a him.
It's a him, exactly. There's a lot of people that are going to be there.
Yeah, I think Dragon Con does that. They always have this like list of all these people, and then like you know, a lot of them just, you know, oh, well, they canceled. I'm like, did they cancel, or did you just put their name out, and then they, you know, knowing that they wouldn't be there?
Oh, man, Don Rose is going to be there again.
Who's that?
Remember when last year we came back, and Sarah brought me back that autographed Scrooge McDuck? Thing. I'll grab it here in a second. I'm going to put it on hold. Oh, I put them on the air and put them on hold.
We're just playing with your emotions.
No. It was all the Scrooge McDucks.
Yes.
In various time.
I do want to ask you about last week's episode, the first episode.
I mean, it's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Fantastic.
I can't wait.
It was wonderful. So I'm glad. I'm going to be in Seattle. I'm not going to be here.
Yeah.
And so we're going to rerun that episode that we did last week with all the songs and everything like that. And I took, I didn't, 19 tracks, I only was able to not play three due to time.
You missed out on.
I missed out on one of mine.
One of mine.
One of yours.
I think the Final Fantasy one.
Final Fantasy.
Which I really love that song.
Well, I can put that back in here. I put in the Outlaws because I know that you.
Yes, I love the Outlaws, but I mean, like, yeah. That
so you went back and listened to the show?
No.
Oh, okay. How did you know I left some of those out?
Sarah told me.
Oh, okay, gotcha. well, because you've been requesting Outlaws for so very long, that's why I kept it into today's rotation of music.
I mean, when we get to it really does. Like, did you talk about like why I like it?
I read your whole thing.
Okay, yeah,
I read
it,
everything
it really
that you said about it.
What Morricone, you know, it captures that feel so well.
Yeah, I read everything you wrote about any for whoever sent us stuff in. I read about why they, and that was what I really wanted. Was I need to know? I just don't need to know that this is your favorite track.
Yeah, I like the song. Well,
why?
Yeah,
why? What it does for you. Because I love what video game music does for me, and I want to know what it does for you. So, especially certain tracks. You really should go back, though. You should, because
I will go back and listen to
it. Yeah, you should. And, of course, it's coming up on the weekend that we're gone. But there was a track that I started off, and you have to go listen. It's towards the end. But I said something about the fact that the music, when I listen to it now, and it's been a few decades since I had listened to it. But I was listening to it now, and it sounds so much not like what it was for. It sounds like a horror, suspenseful 80s thing.
Okay.
And it's just got this whole, like...
Which song was it?
It was from Donkey Kong Country.
Okay.
Yeah. No. I listened to that soundtrack over and over when I was a kid when that thing first came out. And I listened to that sound. I loved that soundtrack. And never once did I have any feelings of tension or suspense or murder or anything else that is conveyed in that track when I listen to it now. Listening to it now after like Stranger Things and a couple of other things, it took on a different tone. So we played it, and Sarah agreed with me at least, that it did have a completely, for tone, if you don't think about what it's attached to.
You just hear it for the music it is?
You could put it to something completely backwards from what it was meant for.
Gotcha.
So give it a shot and check that out. It's from Donkey Kong. Yeah, see, Medusa Mirror. That song was creepy. Yes, it was. So, where did all my stuff go?
I don't know.
I didn't. Never mind. There we go. Everything's back.
You didn't clap either.
Oh, yeah. So, got that figured out. Thank you for reminding me about the clap. It comes like 15 minutes into the show. I have to clap. For those of you listening for the first time, or just paying attention for the first time, I have to clap in order to sync up the audio and the video that we take for when we upload this to YouTube, because for whatever reason, it is out of sync completely. So I have to sync it up. And doing a clapping noise helps me to do that. Let's go to the phones, because somebody is there. I don't know who, but we're going to take the phone right now. You're on in-game chat. Who's this?
Billy, I just had a quick question for y'all. I just want to put a face with the name. Is John Cusack, is that the one that did the 8 heads in a duffel bag or whatever?
Was that 8 heads in a duffel bag? Was that him?
I believe it was.
I thought it was Joe Pesci.
Was it Joe Pesci?
Joe Pesci. I think you're right.
I know John Cusack, one of his most famous ones is Lloyd Dobler from Say Anything. You know, the guy standing outside with the boombox over his head, you know, the trench coat.
Yeah, that's John Cusack.
I think he did have a role where he plays an assassin, though.
That was Gross Point Blank.
Yeah, Gross Point Blank.
Gross Point Blank, that was it.
That's what I'm thinking of. Okay, same guy there. That's all I needed to know. Thank you.
All right, man.
You have a good one now.
No problem.
Bye.
I'm sorry you waited on hold for that little quick question.
That was Joe Pesci and David Spade.
Okay. Now I remember why I haven't seen it. No, I actually like both of those people.
More Joe Pesci than the other.
So anyway, what have you guys... it's only been a week, but I say it's been a week. It's been 2 weeks for you guys. Mm-hmm. We'll start with RJ. What have you played?
Mostly Street Fighter V. I was praying for tournaments and whatnot at the GumpCon, and most recently at GT South this past Friday.
Yeah.
So I was trying to work on that, so I haven't been playing much of anything else. But I did pick up Sonic Mania, the Collector's Edition.
I picked that up, too.
Collector's Edition as well?
Of course, yeah. Good. I pre-ordered it a long time ago on Amazon, of course, because I was afraid it might sell out, and I really liked the little Sonic sitting on top of the Genesis.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, I was just like, that's a really cool thing, and I don't want to miss out on having that. So I love pre-ordering through Amazon because they don't charge me until they ship
it. Until it ships, yeah.
And,
Were you intimidated by the size of that box that came in?
No, I watched an unboxing beforehand.
Oh, okay.
IGN did an unboxing for it, and the thread in NeoGAF had already mentioned, like, this thing's rather big. Mm-hmm. And so I watched the unboxing, so I knew what I was going to get. Right. My problem is, and you did it for PS4, right?
Yeah.
PS4. It's available for PS4, Xbox One, and the Switch, also on PC. However, the PC version got delayed.
Yeah, 2 weeks.
I still got my box.
Got it.
Yeah. I just can't play the game. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Like, they sent me the code and everything, and I can put the code into Steam, and it's like, okay, you own this. You can't play it yet, but you own it.
Yeah.
So whenever it's unlocked.
Like when you pre-order something on Steam.
Yeah. It's like when I picked up Bayonetta.
Just stares at you.
It's like when I picked up Bayonetta and Vanquish. My computer's not built yet, but it's on my account, so it's ready.
It'll be there.
Yeah, so but you can play those. People who bought those can play those right now. I bought mine. And I have it, and I can't play it yet, and that annoys me because I know you have, and I really want to talk about it and play it, but I can't do that. It comes out on the 29th now.
Yeah, 2 weeks from the.
My flight leaves on the 30th.
So that means you should buy it on the Switch and take it with you.
You know what else happens on the 29th? Destiny PC beta.
Yeah.
Flight leaves on the 30th.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what else comes out on the 29th? Mario Rabbids thing for Switch, which I'm actually excited about because it's very XCOM-y.
Mm-hmm.
XCOM-ish.
And you leave on the 30th?
Yeah. And I fly out on the 30th. Yeah, this is all just shaping up to be a wonderful
It'll be here when you get back.
It will. I know.
And you're going to see people playing it there.
And it's not like we're doing a show that Saturday, so I'm not going to miss out on like talking about the stuff that comes out. But still, it just annoys me.
So it was like Sonic Mania, just like a Sonic Greatest Hits or something?
No, not really. Go ahead and tell them.
Well, I haven't played it, but basically it's a compilation of some of the best stages from the Sonic series done in the traditional 2D style, 2D classic Sonic style.
And it's new stuff, too. It's there were these two guys who were they did fan mods and stuff, right? Mm-hmm. And Sega hired them.
Huh.
Said, make a Sonic game for us. And so they did.
Yeah.
Make a Sonic game where he doesn't, like, you know, romance a lady.
No, it's nothing. It is all completely from way back in, you know, the 16-bit days.
So Sonic, it actually
Sonic
might be good.
Format, yeah. Pick between Sonic, Tails, and Sonic. You can play Sonic, Tails, or Knuckles solo, or Sonic and Tails partnered together.
Okay.
You can do that way. I think it's stages from Sonic 2, Sonic 3. They took stages from Sonic CD as
They've
well.
Also done some new stuff,
too. They got some new stages in there.
How much was it?
It's $20.
$20.
That's not bad.
Now, if you get the collector's edition, it's like 40? 60? No, 40. 40. Right?
The collector's edition and the...
Reminded me of something else. Collector's edition. Than that.
Let me hit the Amazons.
Yeah. But, yeah, they got some new stages in there. Studiopolis Zone, Mirage Saloon, that's brand new. Some other stages I haven't heard about, but yeah, it's a compilation of old and new.
Oh, hey, that's more expensive than I thought. It's about $70.
Yeah.
It's about $70 for collector's edition.
Yeah. That big statue, yeah. Not 40.
What did I pay?
Did you have some credit on there or something?
I don't know. I remember getting the thing, and it's like, hey, here's what you saved by doing our pre-order promise.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to see what that was.
Also, the soundtrack composed by T. Lopes, who's done a lot of remixes of Sonic Team's music, and from what I've been talking to other folks about, the soundtrack is pretty good, really good.
All right,
amazing!
Wow,
actually.
I got mine for $44.
That's a pretty good price.
It pays when you place an order almost a year. I put that order in September 13th of last year.
Mm.
Wow. $44 for something that's now $70. That's amazing. And people say you shouldn't pre-order games. Ah, look at that.
Games are collector's editions.
Well, I'm being facetious on that. That's just, people say you shouldn't pre-order games whatever. And I have a thing where it's like, if it's a collector's edition, I'm going to pre-order it because I don't want them to run out if I want that collector's edition myself. And honestly, you shouldn't care what I do with my own money because I don't care what you do with your own money. So shut up anyway. But...
Real quick, speaking of pre-order and collector's editions, I saw the price for Far Cry 5, collector's edition pre-order.
What comes with that?
I think land deed in Montana. I don't know. it looks like it comes with like an antler, like a deer skull. Or
really?
Some weird. It's like $175.
That's a lot.
It is a lot. Like, because I was like, oh, okay, Far Cry 5, what's going to be on the... And all I saw was, like, the price tag, and I'm like, nope, just close that out right there.
Well, going back to Sonic, Sonic Mania is the highest-rated new Sonic game in 15 years.
Well, that's not saying much when, you know, the other ones are so terrible. That's like, you know, saying Wonder Woman's a great DC movie. Well, yeah, when everything else is terrible, then, you know, it's hard not to be good.
Yeah, but it's 15 years, man.
It's been a lot of bad games.
And we've gone
Sonic.
Through the Sonic cycle of Sonic game gets announced and people get like, okay, maybe they fixed it. Sonic trailer gets shown. It looks like they fixed it. Sonic gets released. They didn't fix it, you know? And then the cycle just starts over again with every single game that they've done. Yep. And we ran through the cycle on this one until they released it and they said, hey, they fixed it. So, you know, and it's, you know, they've got Sonic Team. See, Sonic Team didn't even work on this. The Sonic Team who does this, they didn't touch this.
Which, maybe that's why it's good.
How do you think that team has to feel when two modders come in and make the highest rated Sonic game in the past 15 years that they've been working on?
Yep.
Makes me wonder if that'll change any kind of direction for Sonic Forces. Is that what's...
Sonic Forces.
Is that the one that's due out? Yeah. The Sonic Team version of a new Sonic game that's due out?
Yeah.
I guess sometime in the fall. I don't know when it's due, but yeah. So, so you haven't played that though, right?
No, I got it. I just haven't played. Like I said, I've been playing Street Fighter V to play prep for tournaments more than anything else. So, yeah.
How'd you do in the tournaments?
Not too well. I need to do some match knowledge, really, more than anything else.
Yeah?
It's basically experience, what it boils down to. Street Fighter V is something that I just haven't had the zest to play like I did before or any of the other Street Fighters in the series. Just not a lot of interest from my end. I can watch it like you do with Evo when it's on thing. I can watch it a little bit, but playing it feels more like a chore than actual fun. But
that shouldn't be the case for anything.
Yeah, I feel that way about work.
But, you know, playing with friends more than anything else is, I guess, where I have the most fun with it. But lately I haven't.
Mm. That's sad to hear. What have I played? Did I play? We didn't talk about what we played last week because we were just, it was nothing but music. And I jumped back into Assassin's Creed Syndicate and mainly did that to check the stream on my PS4.
Right.
To be able to stream games. We had had a thing with Twitch and my PS4 machine and it not working and stuff. And we finally got that all figured out. We've got it all squared away. And now it works and I can stream on Twitch again. Now we got to figure out if all of you guys can stream on Twitch again.
Through the in-game chat channel?
Through the in-game chat channel, yeah. Okay. I may have to do the same thing. I may have to do for you what I did for me in order to get you to get signed on. But I'm curious about Matt, since he's still logged in, or still would have it logged in on his system if he would try and stream some.
Okay.
So
on the PC or the PlayStation?
On the PS4.
Okay.
Strictly the PS4 is what we're trying to get at. Every time I would try to stream from Twitch, it said, hey, go authenticate your thing. And I would try to authenticate it. And it says, you've already authenticated. And it wouldn't let me go further to let me stream on Twitch. So I did a little thing and got it fixed so I can do that now. And I want to see if you're still able to or if you've got a... That's going to be annoying if we can't.
Yeah.
So that will be annoying. So I played Assassin's Creed Syndicate. I did that World War One. Is it one or two?
One.
It's one. I did that World War One mission. And so I'm in that sort of time rift right now. I'm still in there. I completed the one mission that you have to do in there. It's very quick.
I just got to segment 7 or whatever.
Has the rift shown up on your map yet?
Like I said, I just started that and then turned it off.
Yeah. Check and see if the rift shows up. It does not highlight for you. There's no cutscene that says, hey, here's a little thing on the map now.
It's just a little icon?
Nope. It's not. It's nothing that gives your attention. It's just you have to look at the map, and then it's like, what is this thing over here? And then you can go to it and activate it. So I'm still in that little time rift playing in World War One era London. And
can you get to it from segment 7?
How many segments are there? 9 or 8?
I think 8.
Yeah, you should be. I still have segment 7 and 8 to complete.
Okay.
I think. Maybe 6, 7, and 8. But it should be there for you.
I have to look. Where on the map is it?
On the very far right.
Far right, okay.
Yes. In the middle of the Thames.
In the middle of the Thames.
Yes.
Okay, I'll look for it when next time.
Far right, middle of the Thames, there's the rift. I mean, you will not miss it on the map, trust me.
Okay.
You won't. So that's where I'm at right now. I finished the one mission there. There's a lot of collectibles in that area that I was like a juggernaut with collectibles. I was like,
I just want to finish the game.
Yes. It was an OCD type thing. I have to collect every single one of these things. Otherwise, it's going to drive me nuts.
At this point,
I'm sort of thinking, you know, I just kind of want to put you to bed. You know, yeah. I just want to finish you up. That's all. I don't care. But your collectibles are honestly doing nothing for me. Both characters have leveled to complete maximum.
Same here.
I
have the gear I want.
Mm-hmm. I do too, and there's really nothing else. And I just don't think it's driving me anymore to do that. So I think I'm just going to finish it up.
I feel exactly the same way.
Yeah. You like that for Batman, weren't you?
No, Batman, I was very methodical with Batman.
Okay. I mean, what was the last one?
Arkham Knight.
Arkham Knight, yeah. Yeah. The Riddler's trophies.
No, I did them.
Oh, you did them all?
Oh, I did every single one of them. Oh,
okay, yeah.
Yeah. I was methodical with those. Okay. The thing is, in comparison, Assassin's Creed, Batman, the collectibles are... The comparison there is apples and oranges, man. Mm. Batman's got some. Assassin's Creed has many. Like,
between
many
flowers,
times over.
The figments, you know, the fragments.
The flowers, the fragments.
Music?
I don't think they do music. No, they don't do music in this one.
In Syndicate, yeah.
Oh, you're talking about
I'm pretty sure they do music.
You're talking about the things where you hear the little music box play that has the that's not the music notes like it was with Assassin's Creed 4.
No,
where you had to chase them.
No, not like that. But you know, they had the beer.
Yep, you have to collect beer. I know, beer.
Which I do.
And flowers and there's just a lot. There's a ton. Mm-hmm. There's a ton. There's an annoying amount, honestly. Yeah. And so, yeah, that's the difference. Batman, there was a bit. You know,
yeah.
But and I've done that on all the Batman games: Arkham Asylum, Arkham City, and Arkham Knight. Mm-hmm. Arkham Origins as well did the same thing.
Yeah.
Where I 100%ed both of those. In the case of Arkham Knight, I did the second one and did the whatever it was, the 200% thing, where you have to do it twice. I don't know why they want you to do it twice, but you have to do it twice. Mm-hmm. So. Got that done, too. We're going to take our first break. When we come back, we'll talk to Matt, find out what he played as well. We've got music, and speaking of, we're going right into Sonic here. So it's a new week. We have brand new music for new games that come out this week. We're also grabbing some tracks that we didn't or did use from last week's episode as well. This first one, though, comes from Sonic Mania. It's appropriately enough. It is the title screen music. We will be back right back with more of In-Game Chat right after this. Welcome back to In-Game Chat. I'm Scott, along with RJ and Matt. Music here from Agents of Mayhem. That game released this week or last week, I can't remember.
Sure.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Thinking this week.
It didn't do too well as far as the... Yeah, the reviews weren't too great with it.
I hear a lot of, I see a lot of folks like, not Saints Row. That's the biggest complaint I'm hearing about it.
Which is fine, you know, if they're going to make another Saints Row, call it Saints Row.
Yeah.
So I'm okay with it being not Saints Row.
Yeah.
Because if this was called Saints Row, then people would really be mad if it's not Saints Row.
Speaking of, how did Gat Out of Hell do?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Just don't hear many people talking about that one.
I feel like they may have peaked with Saints Row 3.
Yeah.
And then, or was it 4? No, it was 3.
3.
I think they may have peaked with Saints Row 3. But then Saints Row 4, I don't know. I didn't play it.
That's the super, you got the superpowers?
No, that's 4.
Yeah, 4.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Saints Row 3 was just shy of having superpowers, might as well. And then Saints Row 4, they just went all out and did their thing, which I think is great, and I think that's really what Saints Row is, or at least what the necessary evolution of it.
What it became. Because I remember the first one was actually, you know... Somewhat trying to be somewhat of a
The first GTA one was
clone.
Taking itself very seriously as being a GTA clone, and then the second one said, "Look, we can't obviously be GTA, so let's just take the fun stuff from GTA and not take ourselves seriously." And they didn't. And then they just kept going with that. They just said, "Let's take ourselves even less seriously for 3, where you can fly a jet that also hovers." Yeah, let's take it
kind of fun.
Yeah, I know. Let's take it even more, completely insane with Saints Row 4 and give you guys superpowers.
And aliens.
And aliens and everything else. And that, again, completely fine.
I don't know where they'd follow up with 5. I mean, where do they go from there?
Looking at the scores now for Get Out of Hell was like a Destructo was like 8 out of 10, Eurogamer 6 out of 10, Game Informer 7.5 out of 10, about average 7.5, 7.8,
average
that
positive
area. Yeah,
and that's fine. That's for Get Out of Hell. Ages of Mayhem, the reviews were all over the place. I noticed in particular where I was probably going to play it was PC. To Lethal Migraine, who's in the chat room, to his dismay, where he says consoles are for gaming and PC are not for gaming. But I was going to play it on PC, and the PC got just...
Our Steam library, all to the contrary.
Well, the PC version of Agents of Mayhem was a buggy mess.
Yeah.
And they were having tons of problems with it. So that's what I had heard on the game. I was actually really looking forward to it, only for the fact that it felt like it was flying under the radar, and this might be something really cool to look out for. I enjoyed the trailers that they issued, one that was based on like a Knight Rider theme and one that was based on a Magnum PI theme. And I thought, okay, they might be hitting on something here. And they still may very well be. I just don't know if they're doing it at $60, at the price point of $60.
That's a little high.
Yeah.
I don't know.
A lot of folks are saying that, too. They wouldn't want to pay full price for this, not right now, anyway.
Yeah. So I'm not sure. Yeah, Lethal Migraine says that was my favorite part of Saints Row 4 was that you didn't have to use cars other than a couple of missions. I agree with you, man. I played a little bit of that at either an E3 or a PAX, I can't remember. And they had bumped your powers up to...
Once you got the super run and the fly...
Yeah,
and
you could just...
Yeah, phew. There's no point in... Why slow down in a car?
Yeah, it was fantastic. So I was looking at Agents of Mayhem being a more... Let's if Saints Row and Crackdown had a baby, it would be Agents of Mayhem.
Heard with a little Overwatch, maybe.
I haven't played Overwatch.
I think that's kind of what they were.
Yeah, I haven't played that.
The way I thought about it was it's Overwatch without the co-op element.
Yeah.
And I didn't think it was going to last long having that set up.
Yeah. Well, Matt, what did you play? We didn't get to you in the last segment, but what did you play?
We talked about earlier, today's loaded back up Assassin's Creed Syndicate. Just want to get that out of the way.
You were playing Batman this morning.
I was.
The Telltale series.
Yeah, the Telltale.
The new season 2?
No, the first one. Okay. I never played the first one.
I haven't either.
So
I have it on my Xbox One, but I haven't played it.
Yeah, so I started that. I forgot that, you know, it's been a while since I played a Telltale game, and I forgot that it's just basically a QTE simulator. So that was, you know, like, all right, trying to get back into that, you know, like, oh, yeah, QuickTime events everywhere.
I haven't played this again. I own the game. I have not played it. But do they delve more into the detective stance or detective?
I haven't gotten
aspect of Batman than they do anything else.
I haven't gotten
that. How far? Where are you at?
In the beginning.
You haven't even finished episode one.
No, not yet.
Oh, okay, never mind that.
No,
never mind.
Although I did go to a party.
Oh yeah,
for Harvey Dent.
You're Bruce Wayne.
Yeah,
that's what you do.
Exactly.
What else have you been playing?
Diablo 3. Just, you know, I finally decided, you know what?
For the first time in a long time, and I'm sorry I keep interrupting That's you on fine. This, but you reminded me that just a couple of weeks ago, probably before last week's episode, I updated my Battle.net account and was going
through... For Destiny?
Yeah. And so I still had Warcraft installed, or not Warcraft, Diablo installed.
Yeah.
And so it just downloaded so many updates.
Yeah.
You know, it finally finished, and then I right-clicked and I said, erase. Because I haven't played it in forever, and I'm not going to, so just get it out of there.
I got the Necromancer, okay. So I wanted to go through and play as that, because Necromancer was my favorite in 2. So, you know, going through, you know, started that again, and I'm like, oh, yeah, this is fun. What I've been doing Ghost Recon with Kevin.
Okay. Any battlegrounds?
We're going to try and get on that tonight.
Okay.
So hopefully, because they just did a massive patch.
Yeah.
So hopefully that fixes a lot of stuff.
What did they, something happened with them this week. What is it that I did, that I wrote
was
down
it the
here?
Zombies?
No. It was, let's see. They did the, let's see, this was back in the 16th. Well, it wasn't too long ago. They beat League of Legends Twitch numbers.
Okay.
People spent more hours watching PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds on Twitch last week than they'd had League of Legends.
That's pretty big.
That's a big feat, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty amazing. League of Legends had 15 million, and Battlegrounds had 16.9.
Wow.
However, number one was Dota. Dota 2, yeah. Actually. Because they were doing the international.
Okay.
That weekend. And that had 30.6 million
wow.
people watching. Yeah.
That's a lot.
That's where they also announced their new game, Valve, The Artifact.
Okay.
Did you watch that video I posted in our chat room?
I did not.
You really should have.
Okay.
Oh, man, you really... Maybe I
if it's
go,
not Half-Life 3, which
no,
it's never
no, no.
going to be...
It's not even that, dude. It's not even that.
Were people upset with that one?
Yes, and you could I hear mean, it in the crowd reaction. Yeah. It was funny as hell.
That bottom line about card game
oh.
or something. That when that showed up, people were just like, ugh.
Yeah, I'm trying to find it, and so I can play it again.
What was the general response? All this wait for a card game?
Yeah, let me see if I've got it. Let me see if I can pull it up on this computer here.
Okay.
Go to YouTube. Anyway, yeah, so they announced it, and the audience reaction was, you know, they were all kind of anticipating, and it was going through the trailer, and it was doing its thing, and then... there it is, crowd reaction. The thing is 13 seconds long. I don't know if it's going to play or not on this machine here, but we'll see.
All right.
Card game. that wasn't jovial.
No,
that wasn't a
that
jovial
would, yay,
thing.
That was,
Card game comes up on screen. I have to be careful because I don't know if somebody holding the camera
like,
says, it's a card game.
Didn't it say Dota came up first? And then that's when the cheers came up and then said card game and they were just...
Well, they were watching it at the International.
Okay.
Yeah, and so Valve said, you know, the whole trailer is like coming soon and it's doing this whatever, this sweeping thing over the logo and all this other stuff. And then finally, boom, comes up, says The Artifact for a title. And everyone's like, what? What's this? And then, boom. Dota 2 card game underneath. Everybody says, you know, just the wind completely let out. And I thought it was great. It's exactly the reaction I would have had, except I wouldn't be at a Dota 2
no.
event.
Mm. Although hearing that many people be crestfallen all at once is actually kind of funny.
Well, think about it. They're there for Dota 2, and then you announce a Dota 2 card game, and they're not happy
excited.
About it.
Yeah, that should tell you, like, oh, wait, I thought they'd...
I should totally tell you that you
yeah,
have gone
I thought
the
we would
wrong
gotten, like,
direction.
A clap or something?
Nothing.
No.
Yeah, it was not good for them. Yeah.
No.
Card games are not on their minds.
They're not on my minds either.
No.
And not necessarily...
I don't think...
Any
a lot of people.
What was that one? Hearthstone, I think?
Yeah.
Hearthstone, yeah. Hearthstone, I wanted to... I tried to get into that, and I think I've tried to get into it about 3 times now, and I still go through the tutorial, and I think, okay, I think I've got a grasp on this, and then I'm like, and then I don't keep up with it.
I realize it's just not my jams.
Yeah, if you're not into it, I mean, like me with JRPGs. Yeah. I tried it. I gave it a shot. I gave it an honest shot. It just wasn't for me.
It's like me with guacamole.
I want to give Magic a shot only for the fact that people have been playing Magic forever.
Yeah, I used to play that back in college.
Exactly, right?
Forever ago.
So it seems like that's something that I could probably do, or at least see if I like it. But
go to Visions.
You know, the last time I did any kind of card collecting were Garbage Pail Kids.
Oh, geez. Well,
not even those. It was probably Marvel.
I still remember those.
Marvel's used to do cards as well.
Yeah, I had a set.
Yeah. They did Series 1 and Series 2 of Marvel cards, and... you could get the ones that were gold foil or stamped and all these. Yeah, it was great. And I used to pull out those 3-ring binders full of those plastic sheets where the cards are in there and flip through them, man.
I used to do the Star Wars CCG.
This wasn't card games. This was not a card game. It was just cards.
Yeah.
I got it.
Like baseball cards.
Yeah, it was just collecting cards. That's it. Like Garbage Pail Kids. You didn't play as a game on these things. You just collected them.
Yeah.
You slap
stickers too.
Yes, there was.
Yeah, there were
stickers and really disgusting gum.
That surplus old hard as tank armor gum.
Heck yeah.
But you slap a number on something and you say it's number one of ever how many, and you're gonna scratch an itch for me.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna be like, well, I don't know, I need number 5, 6, and 7 through whatever is in the series.
Yeah, sports cards were like that as well. I remember
I never did the sports cards.
Yeah, I mean getting the occasional card where it says number 1450 out of 2000 or something like that. know, getting that rare collectible, and then you can get another pack to see if you can get another one, or jersey cards from basketball or football sets of cards, things like that.
Never did those kind of cards.
Yeah. No.
Never did those. Let's go to the phones real quick and talk to, I don't know who this is, but you're on in-game chat. Who's this?
This is Chris.
Hey, Chris. How you doing, man?
Not much. How y'all doing?
Yeah, you know.
Reminiscent of old cards.
I used to have the Gulf War cards from the first Gulf War.
Oh, man. They used to do cards for everything.
I had those. And the original Batman, the 89 Batman.
The 89
cards.
Batman movie? Yeah.
Yep,
they used to do movie.
Too.
Why did we collect cards for movies?
Because
we
didn't have the internet back then.
To where we could just watch it anytime we want to.
Yeah. Because, I mean, that was before, because I collected those before the VHS tape came out. So that was my way of, like, reliving the movie without having to go see it in the theater. And I couldn't watch it on VHS yet because it wasn't released yet. And, yeah.
I know. I remember this. I remember. And I, yeah. Oh, the crap we spent our money on. Yeah, Chris,
still do.
What crap have you spent your money on lately?
Oh, not much lately, but I remember the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle cards. I started collecting those too, and I think for the first movie and then for the second one too.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't collect them for the movies, but I did collect them for the cartoon series.
Okay.
They had them for the cartoon series, I believe.
Yeah,
it may have been mixed.
For the cartoon as well, but I can't remember. It was either one in the movies or it may have been all three. I can't remember.
I remember I collected Looney Tunes cards. Mm-hmm. And I need to go searching for these are somewhere in my house.
I know, shocker. I used to collect Star Wars cards too.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'd have never thought you for sure.
Yeah, I know.
No,
yeah.
Never
yeah, you say the crap.
Actually, I still do. Now it's just members in the 501st Legion.
No, yeah.
You say the crap we spend our money on, but how much is that stuff worth now if it's in good condition?
Not oh, really
please.
Anything.
You really want to know? Let me go. Yeah. Let me go check this
I
out.
I still
real
have
quick.
All like a complete set of the Gulf War One cards, still in good condition. I don't think it's worth anything.
Gulf
Speaking
War
of the cards.
Well, the don't limited cards. What about your toys and other collectibles you ever had?
Well, those are not in good condition. Those
was this the triumphs and horrors of the Gulf War trading cards? Is that what this
was? That'll sell. That's not something.
My grandma gave those to me. I don't think it'd be a triumph.
Tops Desert Storm.
Was, yes, that's the one.
Tops Desert Storm Coalition Victory Series Gulf War Shield trading cards.
Are they blue?
No. Well, they got a blue. There's
like
blue
a blue
on
rim
them.
Around them.
No, it's blue on the bottom.
Okay.
And this is, but it says Desert Storm Victory Series Coalition for Peace.
That might be. That sounds
six trading cards and one stick of gum.
Ugh.
You can buy, I think this is a box of them for $6.
Okay, yeah. So, I don't think I need $6 that bad.
What's another card thing that we did?
Garbage Pail Kid.
Well, they're doing Garbage Pail Kids now.
Yeah.
But I'll do it. Garbage Pail Kids. Let's go to Series 1. Just for...
Aww.
Wow, one card is $20.
STM Floor weren't allowed to watch the 89 Batman because it was PG-13. Oh, man, I'm sorry. That was a good movie.
Wow, Garbage Pail Kids Series 1, near complete set, glossy and matte, $629.
Now I really regret sticking those on my book covers.
Garbage Pail Kids Series 1, matte blacks, partial set, $225.
Jeez.
Garbage Pail Kids 1985 Junk Food John... Blank back card, Series 1, $99. Okay.
I'm glad I kept those for what I had. I've got multiples that I peeled off and used, but I'm glad I kept most of those or what I could find.
Well, the rarity and condition, thinking about which kid didn't put those cards in the bike spokes or stick it on something or do something other than seal it up in something to preserve it.
Yeah, I'm trying to find some others. Maybe let's see the Marvel... cards 1991 1990 that's more like it there we go 1991 Impel Marvel Universe Series 2 trading cards complete set $30. There's nothing that's
feeling like most of them would be worthless today.
Yeah, they're not really gaining any kind of profit or value here at all. Series 2 complete set $29-30. Yeah, that's what you're looking at here. So yeah, not too much. The Garbage Pail Kids, though, that was a winner.
Mm-hmm.
So, what have you been playing, Chris? I'm sorry, I got off on a tangent there.
Been playing more Fallout 4, messing around with that.
Mods or normal?
Mod.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's my case. It seems to be the only reason I would play Fallout.
Would be mods,
for
right?
Mods, yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
But what's irritating, really, is that there's so many more on the PC than the PS4.
that I'll never have access to, can't use.
Sounds like you know a way to fix that.
Not on my system.
Exactly.
Sorry, I wanted to check another card set. The Batman 1989 movie cards.
Scott's about to tear his house up. Look for these cards now.
$10 for the complete limited edition.
Never mind.
Yep, 1989 Batman movie cards complete collector's edition, factory boxed, second series, $9.95.
Boxed?
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Yep.
Never mind.
Oh, man, they're horrible. Mm-hmm. I remember the packs. Oh, God, the packs.
Were they yellow?
Yeah, well, they're kind of...
And they had him with his little, you know...
Yeah, they're a little like that. So.
Yeah, yeah.
Look horrible.
There you go, RJ. Yeah, I remember those.
Oh,
that's nice. Bringing back memories.
Oh, man, 9 cards, 1 sticker, 1 stick of bubble gum.
They didn't make a collector's card set for the animated series, did they?
Yeah, I don't think they did.
Probably not.
I don't think they did. Hey, Chris, we appreciate you calling, man.
All right, y'all have a good one.
Take care, buddy.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Chris sent in one of the songs from last week.
Oh, which one?
They.
They.
Sega Dreamcast or CD, I think.
They?
They.
V-Y-S?
No. Like V-E-Y or V-A-Y. I can't remember.
Now he's just making up games.
He's going to call back now and tell us what we were talking about.
Huh.
Call shenanigans on that.
They, I'm trying. Well, it was an RPG, probably.
It was totally an RPG. Come on, it's Chris we're talking about here.
Yeah,
it was an RPG. So, he sent that. He sent in a bunch, actually.
Okay.
But I only picked that one from the list that he had sent.
Mm-hmm.
And we had another listener send in music from Bravely Default.
Okay.
Which
okay.
I used as well.
That's good.
V-A-Y. Yeah. And this, again, here it is. This is, hi, Chris.
He read my mind.
Yeah, there he is.
Yeah, don't feel bad. You're actually mispronouncing it, and I always have called it Bay as well. But the announcer in the open and cinematic actually pronounced it as Vi.
So, okay.
But, yeah, it's one of the old. It's on Sega CD.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. Is it spelled V-A?
What? Yeah, it's V-A-Y.
V-A-Y. Huh. Mm. A is silent, apparently. Okay. Hmm. JRPG?
Yeah, that one, Scott read my email the last week and all, and that last boss fight that I actually had the old strategy guide, and back then, you know, that one, if you were doing 800 or 900 damage, in hit points to an enemy, you were doing really, really well. But the last boss had 23,500 hit points.
So you're going to be there a minute.
That didn't even sound like fun.
Yeah. But you know, normally you would do 200 or 300 hit points, but your main character, you would have to use this magic spell that would boost his attack power. And each cast of the magic spell cost 100 magic points, and it would make you do a little over 1,000 hit points in damage. So... a long, drawn-out battle.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was what he said in. It was for Sega CD. So
mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
That's a JRPG, right?
Yes. Yeah, it was okay. One that was brought over by Working Designs in the mid-90s, I think 94 or something.
Oh, yeah.
Working,
yeah, the,
Working Designs.
The ones I liked, the Lunar. The Silver Star Story. That was one of my favorites of them.
Yeah, I never played that, but it was so popular. I think I picked one really up at a convention somewhere.
Yeah. I got the box set that came out for the PS1. Mm-hmm. There's like really nice box out of that.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of original Lunar, I think it was.
Yeah.
I think it was the original Lunar, the one with Nile, the white flying cat.
Yeah.
In the original one on Sega CD, if you remember, there's different girls you could go up to in each town, and they would start singing the goddess song.
Yeah.
Well, in one of them, she was horrible. You know. And this comment they cut out of the remake on the PlayStation, but Niall was commenting that it was so bad it was making his ears bleed.
Hmm.
And they changed that in the new one?
And they cut it out that I can remember it. And then when I played the remake, I don't remember seeing it in there. I don't think it ever came up. But
ever see
a reason? Like they cut out some of the comedy and stuff that they had in the original.
You ever say a reason why?
I have no idea. I've never been able to find out about it, but...
I don't know. In this day and age, someone probably thought it was mean-spirited
ears,
or something.
Ears bleed is just too tough of an image for us to deal with. Chris, thank you so much. We've got to take a break.
All right, that's good. See
you. I appreciate you calling me back in. I knew he would as soon as I brought that up. We are going to go to a break here. When we come back, we'll have more of in-game chat and more of your phone calls if you want them. 334-272-9228 is the number. We're getting spammed by nothing but a bunch of Twitch people right now.
Yep.
So far, what are we at? 11 people have now started following us on Twitch. That's, I mean, unless this has been going on, it's been going straight to my spam folder, but... yeah, we're getting a lot of people following us on Twitch. Let me see if I can tell you who is actually in the room with us.
The power of Garbage Pail Kids.
Yeah, probably. SD Info, Nuclear Fire, Lethal Migraine, Introspect, Faye Gwent, and Arioka, and AC Wraith hanging out there with us as well. We're going to come back with more of in-game chat. We've got music here. This is from last week's episode. Matt has requested this song so many times, and I finally played it when he wasn't here. So I thought I would play it now. It's from the old LucasArts game, Outlaws. And we'll be back with more of in-game chat right after this. Welcome back to In-Game Chat. I'm Scott along with RJ and Matt, taking your calls at 334-272-9228. Music here from Mega Man Legacy Collection. The Mega Man Legacy Collection 2 was released this week, which I couldn't find music from, but I figured probably sharing the same title screen music, I guess. Maybe. I don't know. Probably. So, let's see, we've talked about Sonic, we talked about Agents of Mayhem a little bit and the reviews there for it. What else? I mean, it's been like 2 weeks, and there's really, well, let's see, Crackdown got delayed.
Is this the calm before the storm?
I don't know. I don't know what it is. I can never tell. It is a little bit of, well, what do we got? We got Uncharted Lost Legacy comes out this week.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we do.
That'll be something I'll be on. And then the week after that, of course, I'll be flying out, but we got the Destiny 2 PC beta.
Yeah. Windjammers.
Windjammers, Mario and Rabbids thing for the Switch, and then Sonic for me on PC gets released the Tuesday after next, or this coming, so there's that. But yeah, Crackdown 3 got delayed. That was supposed to come out, it was supposed to be a launch title for the Xbox One X. That's too many X's. Project Scorpio is so much better. Just call it that for the Microsoft for the Xbox Scorpio. That works so much better than Xbox One X.
Scorpio by itself. You know, we know what you're talking
about. I know
about.
Exactly. Did you see what they're doing with the initial day one releases of that console?
No.
So the Xbox One when it was released,
right?
They did a day one edition, and the controllers had like day one edition written on it. Okay. That was pretty much the only thing that. Made it stand apart from any other console.
Yeah.
It was just the controller. Didn't matter what console you had there, but if you had a controller, it was a day one edition, that was it. You know, that was the only difference. So these controllers, the day one editions, will have Project Scorpio written across the controllers.
Mm-hmm.
And there's actually a different texture to the Xbox case.
The console itself.
Okay. Yeah. A little bit of a texture thing there on the Xbox console itself for the day one edition type things that are going to be coming out. So, which $500 is still too much for me to pay for a console, or at least a console that I can still play the same games on my current console with.
Yeah, the last time I did that was the Saturn when it first came out.
I paid that much for my Xbox One when it came out, because when it first came out it was the same price, but I got to connect with it and everything else. And then they backtracked on a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, the Xbox One X is not going to benefit me in any way. I don't have a 4K TV, so I'm not going to get any benefit there.
It's like with me with the Pro. I mean, there's no real benefit to me getting a Pro right now. Everything works on there, so yeah.
Yeah, I completely understand. I totally understand. And if this was doing something, if they were able to have exclusive games on this machine that I could not play on my other machine, it would be different.
What's the last exclusive on Xbox anyway?
What was
the last exclusive on Xbox One? Their line
on Xbox One?
Yeah. I mean, what exclusives do they have? Do they have?
Oh, they've got Gears of War.
Okay.
I mean, obviously these are things you can also play on PC. I can't say that there's hardly anything.
It's not totally exclusive, but console wise, this is the only console wise you can play it on. Yeah.
Gears of War 4, Quantum Break.
Forza
is another one. There's
I think
what is
Cuphead? Cuphead coming out is going to be
Cuphead's an exclusive for them.
Console exclusive for them anyway.
MS Paint.
Sunset Overdrive was another one.
Okay, yeah, I remember that.
There's Halo, obviously, anything with Halo on it. Mm-hmm. There's plenty there. There's plenty there that they have exclusives that were only console and PC, but you know, console. Microsoft had a hold on, and that's fine. But my point is that anything that's releasing for the Xbox One X is also being released for Xbox One.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
There is no difference there. There's not going to be. There will be. I don't want to say that there's never going to be one. They have said that there's not going to be one, but I don't believe them. There's not going to be an exclusive title just to the Xbox One X.
Mm-hmm.
I honestly think they.
I think eventually there will be.
I think there will be, too. They said that they would never get rid of the Kinect, and within, like, 2 months of the thing being out on the Xbox One, they took it out and offered another SKU for people to buy that was Kinectless. And then eventually, they killed it. They killed the Kinect. So,
oh, Killer Instinct.
Yeah, State of Decay, Ori and the Blind Forest. I mean, there's a ton there
that are
just exclusive, so... Lethal Migraine says Sony said that there'll be no exclusives for the Pro either.
I don't believe them. Nope.
I believe there will come a time when they decide to, we need to make this an exclusive. And it'll drive console sales, it'll drive game sales. And so I think eventually they will do that. They're saying this, I don't know why they're saying this now, but I don't know. Because I think it deters people from.
Well, then why do I have to upgrade?
Right. There's a couple of things. You look at the PS4 Pro and the PS4, there's a $100 difference. You look at the Xbox One and the Xbox One X, and there's even a greater difference. It's even larger than $100 of a difference in price.
Yeah.
But when it comes down to it, you can still play the same games on both systems. So what is your reason to go out and spend that money on a new system? Other than if you upgrade your TV and you want to spend the money to do that, there is that reason. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, and I don't have that TV yet. I don't have the TV that'll take advantage of what these consoles do.
Do you see yourself getting one anytime soon, or a couple of years down the line?
Eventually.
I've been paying attention to them. I mean, you know, it'll probably come up when Black Friday rolls around again this year, I'll dip my toe back into it.
I think then is when you'll feel more of the pull.
I was dipping my toe into it this year and almost pulled the trigger, but then I said, you know what? The TV I have is only a year old or 2 years old.
Yeah.
There's no reason for me to get a 4K TV. And I've looked at myself doing this stuff, and I realized that once I do it, if I had waited a year, I could have had it for cheaper. And I know what that happens all the time.
The TV I have is a decade old.
Yeah. But it still works fine.
But it still works fine.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, mine's a... I got an old white Westinghouse,
but
it still works.
This is before they even started doing the smart TVs. Well. Mm-hmm. So, like, yeah. you know, Now, everything is a smart TV where you can get like the Netflix and the internet through it. No, this is even before all that.
Yeah, before the same year. There's no internet thing with mine.
No.
Besides the Netflix and all that stuff is on my PS4, so.
Yeah.
No real necessary need to it right now.
I'm looking to go all out when I do it, obviously, because that's how.
Are you going
to
get 3D?
3D is hard to get now.
Okay, they sort of
stopped
doing
They're really
that.
Phasing that out, which I don't understand why, because.
Are they still releasing movies in 3D?
Here and there, yes. Yeah, here and there, they're still releasing movies in 3D. It, again, is something that has kind of faded out.
I thought it was mostly for theaters, though, not the home.
They're still releasing movies in 3D. That's no problem.
Right.
The thing is that, they, you know, Cameron's already announced the Avatar sequels.
Don't care.
I know. It's not about you.
It is.
Avatar is still like the number one movie moneymaker of all time as far as films?
Whatever. The Transformers movies make money.
My point is not the quality of the movie itself. I'm talking about the money that it made and what it did to the home theater concept, which pretty much pushed 3D into the forefront. That movie in 3D drove the 3D surge that we are still in and sort of dying down from right now.
Yeah.
But he's going to be doing it again. And
again.
I think it's going to ramp back up again.
Yeah.
It may
are
not.
Are you going to get it curved? Or is that kind of also dying out for?
If I go to buy a TV and the curved one is cheaper than the one that I want, sure. If it's got the same specs as the other one, but it is less in price, then I'll get it.
Okay.
If it's the same as in price, then no, I will not. I will avoid the curve as much as I can, but I really don't care. The curve. I've looked into these things. The curve really does nothing for you.
Isn't it like for glare or something?
Depending on the distance that you're sitting from your TV.
Okay.
Yeah. At the distance that I would be sitting from my TV,
it
has no effect whatsoever. Which is why, again, I base it on price. If it is cheaper, I'll get it. If it's the same, I'll get the non-curved version. I'm looking at OLED, though.
Yeah.
That's what I'm looking at. That's when I say I'm going all out. I'm talking about OLED.
Mm-hmm.
So those are up there. LG is the only one making them.
Oh, really?
Well, LG and I think Sony. Samsung tried to do something called the QLED, which is not...
Not the same?
Not the same at all.
Hmm.
So...
Which is a shame, because I like Samsung TVs. You know, I've
That's what I've got. I've got a Samsung right now.
Same here.
And again, I have no desire to change that, unless I find an amazingly good deal. And if I do, I'll be on it. But yeah, Crackdown 3 delayed, and they said it was delayed because...
it's not ready.
Yeah, we're taking the extra time to focus on the visual polish so gamers can feel completely immersed in... It is such PR speak, such spin. We want them to really feel the larger-than-life enemies as they're exploring the expansive open world, combating crime and collecting orbs. Just go away with that. Don't even... So, I don't know. It's a difficult call to move the release date. However, we want to make sure to deliver the right game with the right quality and at the right time. Getting the balance right between the three modes is important, which is campaign, co-op, and competitive. And we're going to take the extra development time to ensure that. Gamers can expect Crackdown 3 in spring of 2018. This thing was going to launch with the Xbox One X. And was going to hope to, you know, really sell that thing, but I don't know. I don't think they have to worry about selling it. I'm really interested. That's such a massive price gap between an Xbox One S and an Xbox One X.
Mm-hmm.
Massive price difference.
Huge, actually.
And you've got to have, and the only thing that's going to benefit is if you have a TV that supports 4K, for the most part. I don't know. I'm going to be interested to see how that goes. I can tell you now, unless there's something amazing that happens, this is not one of those things where I'll come in the day after it goes on sale, and I'll be like, well, guess what I did, and whip out the box and say, yeah, I went and bought it. That's not happening. It's one thing when it's a Nintendo Switch that's only, I can't remember what I paid, $300 for that thing?
Something like that.
Yeah. It's another thing when it's a $500 console for a system that has games that I can play on my current console.
And you don't have anything to benefit to get the full value.
I know. Lethal Migraine says, yes, I will do it. But I promise you I won't. Unless I get it like I got my PS3, which is one of those fell off a back of a truck deals.
Mm.
It's Speaking of, I can't wait for New Colossus to come out.
New Colossus.
Wolfenstein.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's in October. That's that same day that everything else releases in October.
Yeah, it's going to be a minute.
Destiny 2, Assassin's Creed Origin, South Park, and Wolf. And Stranger Things, Season 2. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's a busy day.
Well, luckily, New Colossus I've already ordered.
Mm-hmm. So I did that, too, because it was,
it was good.
We found that on a site that was cheaper.
Yeah.
That's what happened. That's how it worked. So, the PlayStation Experience is coming up in December. I think we'll see more of Last of Us 2 for that.
Okay.
Since they showed nothing at E3 for it.
I keep forgetting about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, December 9th is when that's going to happen.
I keep forgetting that the 22nd is the new Uncharted.
Yeah, that's what we said.
We were talking about it earlier.
This week, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were talking about that.
I know. That's how much I keep on forgetting that it's coming.
I was trying to get the whole thing. I got the Uncharted collection. Then I bought 4 when the price dropped.
Yeah.
And I said, may as well finish off the whole thing and get the Lost Odyssey at the end of it.
If you're really going to do the whole thing, you'd get a Vita and get the Golden Odyssey. Golden Abyss.
No.
It actually wasn't that bad. I enjoyed it.
Go ahead, but I don't want a Vita.
So are you all caught up with Uncharted stuff now? You've done 1, 2, 3, and 4?
1.
You've done 1?
1.
Not 2, 3, or 4?
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's still there available whenever I want to get to it.
No, it totally is.
Yeah.
Just wondering when you're going to get to it.
Mm. A while. It's going to be a minute.
Oh, I played The Witness again, too.
Okay.
I meant to tell you that.
Weren't you stuck at a part when you last played it?
Yeah, I was stuck on a part, and I went to a guide and figured out how that level worked.
Mm-hmm.
And so I started applying that to all the puzzles there.
Right.
And then that led me to think of how to look at other parts of the map, of the level.
And then it sort of clicked?
Yeah. Then it was like, okay, now I see your theme. You know? Sometimes your theme is based on other environments around you. Like one, I had to look through a tree to line up the branches to form the path and remember that path and then walk over and draw that path.
Okay.
Yeah. And so then I knew, okay, this is for overlaying things. So then I would apply that to the next puzzle. I say, now I have to overlay this. And then now I have to overlay this. And then, and then I would figure out how that works. And that's how that whole section worked, is overlays. There was one where it was shadows. And I had to place myself in a certain position so I could see what the shadows outlined the path. Figured that out.
Okay.
Yeah. It took a while for me to do that. There was one, the one that I couldn't figure out required you to use the sun's reflection to highlight. It's kind of like when you look on somebody's phone and you can see where their fingerprints are.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I used the sun's reflection to figure out what the path was.
All right. That's
how I had to solve the entire section, was to get light somehow to shine on there, or in an underground sequence, I looked at the reflection in the water and had to reverse it in my path so that I could solve the puzzle. So
interesting.
It just took a little bit to say, okay, this is how they want it done, And that's how. So I've been burning through that real fast.
Cool.
But still haven't finished it just yet. So. Mm-hmm. Enjoyed it though. Miltal says, I don't know anyone who has a 4K TV yet. Some have PC monitors at 4K, but no TVs yet. I don't even have a PC monitor at 4K.
No.
Mine's still at 1440.
I've had my monitor for, 10 years now?
I love my 1440 monitor.
It's the TV that I have.
I love it.
What is it, 20 something inches? What?
No, it's a Samsung 46 inch. I use my television as my computer monitor.
Oh, okay.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Sort of. Anyway, we got to put on a break. No, not yet. Good. I have to figure out. We talked about Shadow of War having some kind of online component because they were going to have loot crates or loot chests that you could buy with real money.
Yeah.
Like you earn money in-game that can buy loot chests, or you can spend money, real-world money, to buy in-game money to buy the loot chests. And that sort of thing. They're going to have a ranked online mode, which is basically just once you take over a like one of the castles or one of those, whatever they are, one of the strongholds. Once you take over a stronghold, you can equip it with certain things that you can buy from their store with in-game money.
Okay.
So when you want to buy more, and you're like, ooh, this is much better defense than what I've got, but it costs this much silver, I should spend whatever to get the silver. They're really going to monetize the hell out of this thing.
Of course they are.
You build up your defenses for that stronghold, and then you can put it online, and then people can try and...
Take it over. Okay.
Just as much as...
You could try and take someone's.
You can go in and try and take somebody else's defenses over. By the way, and the way that works is you've got a set amount of time to do it, and you can bring in... people from your, not nemesis system, but, you know, the people you've
converted
to follow you, yeah. You can bring them in. However, if they die in there, they die in your world, too.
Interesting.
Yes. So if you take one
that
of your...
That adds a little bit of risk to
it. Yes, it does. If you take one of your main captains or whatever, then you go in there...
He doesn't make it.
And he doesn't make it. He's not going to come back to your map.
Huh.
So just as much, if somebody takes over your stronghold... Then I don't know what the penalty is to you. They get a lot of stuff, but I don't know what the penalty is for you. So, if you lose it. Two different ways to take on a fortress. Happily, the rewards for successfully attacking a base are plentiful. Capturing a fortress will reward the player with a conquest loot chest and some spoils of war, points that are accumulated in order to earn spoils of war chests. These chests contain followers and other goodies. It still doesn't tell. It doesn't tell me what you do if you lose against that. I guess you just lose all the stuff in there. I'm not sure. Not sure how that works. They also have an end game now for Shadow of War.
Oh.
Once you've taken everything over, Sauron,
mm-hmm.
yeah, will try to attack the other strongholds that you now control, and so you'll have to warp to that area. And start fending, you know, defending your position. And if you do this enough times, I don't know how many times you have to do it, then you get the true ending of the game.
Okay.
Yeah. If you don't do it, you lose that stronghold and you lose that whole section of the map that that stronghold represented.
Can you regain it or is it not?
Well, the guy who is in control of your stronghold gets captured, and so he goes to some other point where you need to go and free him. Or you can skip that part if you don't want to do it, and he'll die. And then you have to recapture it. And once you recapture it, you have to start the whole thing over again to defend your positions.
Interesting.
In order to get the true ending of the game, whatever that is. So, I don't know. They've kind of fleshed it out, but they're starting to do things that I'm not really... I don't like the aspect of... Like, I thought it was just for loot chests, and that was fine.
But it seemed to be more.
Yeah. Now, I'm okay with it, because I probably never go online to actually put my stronghold out there. See, I might try and do it myself, but...
If that's an option where you could just not do that at all, that'd be great, because I forget which game... There was, like, maybe, like, Metal Gear 5?
With Mother Base.
Yeah, Mother Base. When they, you know, even if you didn't want to, I think people could still, like, attack your Mother Base, you know...
You had to completely be offline to
not
have people invade your game.
And because, like, I didn't want, you know, I'm not going to go attack other people's bases. I don't want them attacking mine. I just want to go and run around, you know, in this open world, just have fun as my, you know, snake. But if in Shadow War, where if it's mandatorily in a way where you have no control over, you know, like just sort of walling off, saying like, no, I don't want anyone to come, you know, attack my stuff. I don't know.
From everything that I've read, you initiate it.
Okay.
You put your stronghold into the social realm.
Okay.
Which is not, you don't have to do that.
Good.
And then you decide if you want to. And there's a ranking system in there, too. So if you, all you ever want to do is attack, then you attack those, and as you take them over, you rank up, and then you will get strongholds that are your level or higher.
Mm-hmm.
To try and attack those. So there's a level system to that, to the online aspect of it. I don't know. They're just putting more stuff in there that they didn't have before. And I think, and that's one of the things that I complained about was that there was not much.
No.
once you stopped
trying to collect everything,
just going around doing things, there really wasn't much in that game. Like, I mean, they did put side quests, but they were not. You basically had to beat the game first in order to really enjoy doing any side quests. And once I beat a game, I have no determination to do much of the side quest after that.
But then
I have
just
no real push.
How much did you pay for it?
Shadow of
Mordor.
Mordor? Probably a lot.
Really?
I think I got that when it first released.
See, I got it like for $4.
No,
for
I get
everything.
That. Yeah,
so
totally.
For that, I'm like, you know what? I've more than gotten my $4 worth.
That's the other thing with this game. You know, I've already seen
Is this going to be where, like, you know, you wait a year and it's going to be down to like $4 as well?
I'm sure it is. They've done it before.
Yeah.
You know? So I've seen this happen before. And so I'll either bite at a really low price when we find, you know, one of those CD key places that do that.
Yeah.
I'll wait for it to go on sale, probably.
Yeah.
That's my thing with it. We're going to take our next break here, and when we come back, we'll have more of In-Game Chat. You can call us at 334-272-9228. Here is another track that we did not get to last week. It was one of my tracks that we didn't make it through, and it was based on Myst 3 Exile.
Mm.
And this was the first time that they broke away Rand Miller and Robin Miller, who were the two creators of Myst. They did the first Myst, and then they did Riven. And the whole thing was is that Robin Miller would do the compositions for the music for both Myst and for Riven. Well, Ubisoft took over at this point and started to publish this. Rand was still involved, and Robin was still involved, but not in the same capacity as they had been in the previous two games. And a composer by the name of Jack Wall took over and did the music for Myst 3 Exile. And this is the main theme for that. We'll be right back with more of In-Game Chat right after this. And welcome back to In-Game Chat. I'm Scott, along with RJ and Matt. All back together again. Music here from Batman, the Telltale series. Season 2, Episode 1, I think, hit stores this week. Past week, I think. So I went and grabbed the music.
I've decided for the Telltale games to wait for the whole season to come out.
Oh, that's the best way to do it. That is the best way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
The episodes are too quick and too far between releases to enjoy their continuity, way that they go from one chapter to the next.
That was a mistake I made with The Wolf Among Us.
I made it with The Wolf Among Us and Walking Dead Season 2. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so. Wolf Among Us, man. Between episodes, you know, like, good thing there was a recap, because I literally forgot a lot of the stuff the choices I'd made.
Yeah, even then, chapter. I think it's still much better to play it on, like, a day-by-day basis. Mm-hmm. Play chapter one today, chapter two tomorrow, chapter, you know, right. And just keep going like that, and I think it works so much better to play them like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's what I think, anyway. What else? Abduction, which we were talking about missed, but Abduction is coming out to PS4.
Okay.
Sometime this month. The other thing was... What else? Something else was coming up. Danger Zone is coming to Xbox One.
I was going to say, I thought I already had that.
Yeah.
So it's coming out to the consoles.
Well, it was already released on PS4 and PC.
Oh, okay.
And there were a lot of people on Xbox who were kind of upset that they weren't getting one. But
they just had to wait.
They were working on it, and now they're going to release that. It's going to have more levels.
Oh, okay.
Which I'm hoping they're going
to... That they'll transfer it over to the other
two? They're going to put that into the PC. Yeah, they're going to put that in the PC and the PS4 version.
I hope so.
I'd really, really like for that to happen. What else? Pinball Effects 3 was announced, which was already announced, but I think we got more details about how it would work. And it's going to have cross-platform competition, but a little asterisk next to that. Like, PC and PS4 players will have cross-platform play.
Mm-hmm.
Xbox and PC players will have cross-platform play.
Okay.
PlayStation and Xbox will not have cross-platform play.
Mm. Okay.
They will still not communicate.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a horrible thing. Just get over this already, would you? Seriously. Get over it. Zen Studios talked cross-platform multiplayer. They're talking asynchronous multiplayer. Players post their scores on tables for others to challenge via the matchup feature. If they beat the score, they gain league points and work their way up the ladder. Players can also create and participate in timed tournaments, aiming to get the best score possible on a given table before the time is up. PlayStation 4 players will be able to compete against Steam players, while Xbox One players can compete against players on Steam and Windows 10. PS4 talks to Steam, and Xbox One talks to Steam and Windows. Steam talks to PS4 and Xbox One, but PlayStation 4 will not talk to Xbox One and Windows 10. So,
yikes.
Yes. Pinball Effects 3 is a free-to-play platform that comes with a single table, Sorcerer's Lair, like Pinball Effects 2, with additional tables available as paid downloadable content. However, if you own previous tables on Pinball Effects 2, you can import them into Pinball Effects 3. And there is a whole bunch that you can import. The tables that are not making the leap, however... is the South Park Table 2-pack, which is sad because I love those. Plants vs. Zombies, which is another good one. Missplosion Man.
Aww.
Street Fighter. And Ninja Gaiden. I didn't even know Ninja Gaiden was there.
Hmm.
I didn't even know there was a table with Ninja Gaiden. It must be one of the platform exclusives. Because I don't have it on the PC.
Hmm.
Interesting.
Does it say which Ninja Gaiden we're talking about here? The classic or...
It doesn't.
Okay. My guess would be the new...
Okay.
It doesn't say. They announced new tables this month, and this happened the week we were doing the music show, so we'd actually get a chance to talk about them, but new tables are in the works. They announced a trio of Universal Studios tables. E.T. will be the first one.
Hmm.
Okay.
They've also got one for Jaws.
Nice.
And they've also got one for Back to the Future.
Right.
Yeah. Which is going to get my... if they're going to send it to me free, that's fine. But which they normally do send me a code to play these things.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I'm really looking forward to those. E.T., great movie, love Jaws, and of course Back to the Future. Everybody knows how I feel on that. No need to talk any more about that. Warframe devs to reveal the new game.
Okay.
Did you happen to catch any of that?
No.
I know you played Warframe, right?
I played Warframe. Yeah. Not as much as my friends have. I'm so far behind, it's not even funny. I mean, I think I've completed maybe one planet.
Well, they're doing another free-to-play game called The Amazing Eternals.
Hmm.
Abilities, weapons, and other traits will be based on each character's deck. Oh! It's distinct characters and focus on cards and deck building.
I was going to say, is it a card game?
Pass.
Yeah, I don't know if it's going to be a card. I'm not sure how it's going to be a card game. It has a 1970s retro futuristic pulp aesthetic. It's been in a closed alpha test for the summer.
A 70s retro futuristic pulp.
Yeah.
All right.
So it's only announced for PC so far and does not have a release date. But that's what they've been working on. So, what else happened this past 2 weeks? Shenmue 3.
They are making it, yes.
Yeah.
I have backed
Well,
it.
No, they're making it, but they're getting published now. Mm-hmm. They got a publisher.
Deep Silver?
Deep Silver.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
is correct. Deep Silver's going to publish the Shenmue 3 game, which I don't know. We still don't have a release date for that, but we are going to But getting a publisher means we're getting closer to getting a release date for that.
Speaking
I'm trying
of
to remember what I did in Shenmue 1 and 2. I mean, I played them both.
Your dad died, and you collected stuff and drove a forklift.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I remember the Xbox, by the way, not the Xbox 360.
The original Xbox had the Shenmue movie.
Right. When I got Shenmue 2, it came with the movie, which was basically Shenmue 1.
The cutscenes.
With all the cutscenes strung together so you could get caught up.
Yeah, but I'm talking from Dreamcast at my end.
I know, but I'm just saying they're going to have to essentially do something like this to catch everybody up with Shenmue.
The flashback.
That would be cool. Or like previously on Shenmue.
That, or you're just going to have to go to YouTube and watch somebody's, you know, compilation of like, here's everything you need to know before playing Shenmue 3.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Never did play 2.
I have it. I never played it, though.
I have it on Dreamcast.
2's pretty good.
I mean, because I got the import version.
Mm-hmm. The PAL version?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a good one.
Speaking of games that I've backed, Battletech is being pushed back till next year.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
What time next year? Do they give a time frame?
I think first quarter. Mm. But still.
What are you playing Assassin's Creed Syndicate on?
PC.
PC? Okay. I was just curious. I got one of those deal things came in through, but it was for the Xbox. It was for the Xbox. Season Pass.
Okay.
It's like $9. But that was on Xbox Store.
What comes in the Season Pass for that?
Is it the Jack the Ripper missions?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I think it is.
That's one of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So earlier, I think it was this week or was it last? Again, I'm getting my weeks mixed up here, but everybody found out that Destiny Silver was on Steam.
Yes.
Which, for those who don't know, Destiny is a game that's only on consoles. It's on Xbox and it's on PlayStation 4. Steam is something strictly related to PC. So seeing something that was only available on consoles have an item that you could buy on Steam raised some eyebrows and was like, what is this doing here? You could not find it in the store itself. You had to go to a website that does a lot of cataloging of things that are in the Steam database. And they would give you links to from there where you could automatically add it to your cart, which is what I did. And so I spent $5.
I was going to say, wasn't it like $5?
Yeah, I spent $5 and bought Destiny 1 Silver. Or at least just Destiny Silver, whatever. I bought that last week and it's like, gave me an email confirmation, said, hey, you bought your thing. It was, but the instead of putting Destiny 1, it said unspecified game in the place where you're supposed to set the title. And it wasn't maybe a day later that I got a refund issued to me from Valve saying, oh, here's the refund for this. It wasn't supposed to be there.
Oh.
It's really weird. The community manager for Bungie sent out a Twitter thing that said, Destiny transactions on Steam were made available in error. All purchases will be refunded manually by Valve. Sorry for the confusion.
Mm. Too bad.
Mm-hmm. The PC Gamer article here says, microtransactions aren't birds who occasionally fly into open windows, and especially not on platforms where the game they belong to doesn't actually exist. Which isn't to say that the community manager's statement is inaccurate. I'm sure it's not, but what exactly is the error that was made?
Mm-hmm.
While Destiny Silver is no longer purchasable on Steam, it is still listed in the Steam database.
Interesting.
Hmm. It is interesting. Now, I know it's coming to PC, but even then, it's coming to the Blizzard side of things, which is different from Steam. This is very hard to explain if you aren't familiar with the way these things work, but Blizzard is a storefront. Steam is a storefront. They do not share their wares.
No.
So
they don't play well together.
And so having something for a game that is going to be on one storefront available on a different storefront makes me wonder why that is. Why is it even there in the first place? How did it get in there? Somebody had to write code for this. Somehow it had to get in there. Why?
Mm-hmm.
How long has it been in there? Was there ever any plan to release this on PC? Is Activision going to do something when Destiny 2 releases and put Destiny 1 on PC? But if they are, why aren't they going with Blizzard? Why is it on Steam? I don't know. These are just...
so many questions.
Yes, it's just speculation, and it's probably going to go nowhere. I want to put that out there first, is that there's probably nothing to this. There probably never was going to be anything to this. So I'm not getting any kind of hopes up. I don't care, you know? I'm getting Destiny on PC one way or the other. I'm getting it on either on Steam or I'm getting it on Blizzard. And right now I'm getting it through Blizzard. So that seems to be the case. So what do we got coming up next week? Uncharted, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Is anybody going to be playing that day releases?
Nope.
Really?
Probably not.
I'll be there.
No. Really?
It's Uncharted.
Yeah, it is, but it isn't. You know, it's like it's like the Golden Abyss, right? Yeah, it's Uncharted, but it's not like a numbered Uncharted. It's not a main...
side story. You
know? Yeah, it's a side story. All right.
But it's still the same people involved.
Aren't those two aren't they the more popular characters? I mean, Claudia?
Yeah.
What's her name?
Well, Claudia Black is the voice actor. It's Chloe.
Chloe, okay. And
Nadine.
Nadine from the Four.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I mean, I'm still interested in it, and it's going to scratch the itch of environmental puzzles and everything. It's gonna scratch the Naughty Dog itch.
I'll probably go the right idea with Four.
Mm-hmm.
Probably won't get it at launch, but eventually it's going to be something I'll pick up to finish what I started with a PS4 collection of Uncharted titles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not expecting anything new here. I'm not expecting to come in on Saturday and talk about the game and be like, wow, this is so... it would be great if I did. But this is so fantastic. I expect to come in and say, you've played Uncharted before. Mm-hmm. You're going to play it again. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. I like what I do with Destiny.
Yeah.
Here it is. It's the same thing, just with a different coat of paint. You're going to do it again.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which I don't mind doing.
Yeah. Look, we're playing it for the story. I would be playing it for the story more than anything else, really.
Well, I always try to do that. But I also love puzzles. I love finding new puzzles. Mm-hmm. I sat down here and I played some more of... The House of Da Vinci on my iPad,
right. Mm-hmm.
Just because it was more puzzles to play, and I just was trying to pass the time. So it gives me puzzles. The shooting, I don't know. The reviews for it were really good. It got fantastic reviews across the board. Naughty Dog is no slouch when it comes to making games.
No.
They aren't. They haven't been.
They've shown that they know what they're doing.
Exactly.
Oh.
And it's something else in the Uncharted franchise, which is fine. I don't mind that Nolan North probably isn't going to be in it whatsoever.
Yeah,
I don't mind that at all. So, I've read Uncharted books. I played Uncharted games that weren't Naughty Dog, like the Vita version,
and that was fun.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I played a mobile Uncharted game that was on your phone.
Really?
Yeah, it was back when Uncharted 3 came out, or 4. I'm sorry, back when Uncharted 4 came out, they had a mobile game that you could play for Uncharted.
Was it like a run?
No. It was like you had a point A and a point B to get to, and you had so many steps you had to take to get from there, and you had to, yeah. So
did it do anything for you in game?
I think there was something, but it was so.
Because yeah, I've noticed that a lot, with the, especially with NetherRealm studio games, Mortal Kombat, and Injustice 2. There was always some type of app that
it was minuscule. Yeah. Whatever it was minuscule.
Yeah.
And had nothing.
Ghost Recon did, you know, yeah, a lot of games did. Battlefront also.
Yeah.
Ubisoft likes to do it. I think they've stopped. They did it for Assassin's Creed a lot.
Yeah.
And Splinter Cell, but I think they've stopped doing that now.
I forgot to mention this. You had a fun time with City Skylines, right?
Yeah.
Loved yeah. It. And
it's
I remember
on sale
it,
for
it
like
came out on
super cheap.
Came out on PS4 on the 15th.
Oh, nice.
Along with Agents of Mayhem and Nidhogg 2.
That'll give you a chance to play that game, man. That's
yeah,
a fun game.
Yeah.
I loved City Skylines.
Night
loved
Trap. Night Trap.
Night Trap came out. Yes.
Night Trap also came out. 25th anniversary came out on Windows and PS4 as well on the 15th.
I don't have it, but yeah, it came out.
The fact that it's available just, yeah.
What's that old Sega CD game, right?
Old Sega CD game, yeah, with Dana Plato.
Yes.
That got a lot of people up in arms, didn't it? Because it was like, oh, wait, was it nudity?
No, they were in nightgowns.
Yeah.
Really? There wasn't even nudity, and that's what it was doing.
No, they were in nightgowns.
Man, think how far we've come.
Well, I mean, you know, remember Baby Got Back and how scandalous that was?
No. Mm. I'm just talking to the video game world,
yeah,
you know?
Just, yeah, I mean, you know.
Because I remember Mortal Kombat got a huge thing with,
the world was coming to an end when Mortal Kombat came out.
What was
out?
That senator's name?
Lieberman?
Lieberman. Joe Lieberman.
Yeah. That's the one.
Yeah.
Wanted to take away our video games.
But he still does.
Yeah. I have no idea. I haven't heard from, I haven't heard the name Lieberman in forever.
Mm-hmm.
So I have no idea. We got to go. That is going to do it. Everybody, for joining us in the chat room, and thanks, everybody, for listening on the stream and on the radio. Thanks to everybody who grabs us each week from iTunes or however you get our show for later use. We really appreciate it. Go to ingamechat.net. Join us on Twitter, Facebook, our forums at colonyofgamers.com. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. You're watching us on Twitch. Why not subscribe to our Twitch channel thing? Herp-a-derp.
Professional.
Yeah, if you're on Steam, join our Steam group. If you're on PS4, we've got a group there. If you're on Xbox, we've got a group there. You can join up, and we'll play games with us and other listeners. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. We do appreciate this, and we only do it because you guys are here watching it, so thank you. Or listening to it as well. So have a great week, and we'll see you next Saturday. I leave you with music from a new game that came out, I think, on Xbox. It may have been PC as well. It's called Observer. These are the end titles. We'll be back next week. Have a great one.